Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and
with no wieners,
that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
Actually, it started while the intro was still going on because I talked over it.
Damn it, Jeremy.
Hey, it's our show. We can do whatever we want. I can play the intro again. Watch this.
Professionals. No, don't do that.
Hey, well, let's do it again. It's our show. I can do whatever the hell I want. I control the buttons. Hey, it's the Above My Pay Grade podcast again.
Yep.
We're back. It's, you know, we're getting to the home stretch of the end of the year, Jim, and...
Yeah, a lot of celebrations going on.
Yeah, I'd say we take the next, like, I don't know, 2-3 months off. What do you think? No.
Well, normally that happens.
But. Yeah. We are still planning our big holiday...
show.
Yeah, our big holiday party. You know, it's our corporate holiday party. Here at FU Corp, we really want to show our employees that we care. But I think that's next week, right? Because next
100%.
Next week or the week after. Sorry to keep teasing.
It's too early.
Yeah, it's just...
It's not even December yet. Know.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, by the time this comes out, it is, but yeah... I think like middle of the month, people start jamming the holiday spirit up your ass.
They've been jamming it up our ass 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
I'm talking about the holiday spirit, not what you do in private.
Yeah.
Oh, we got him! Look at that! No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm saying like once like the actual holiday parties at work start.
Yeah, I mean they're kind of starting. We're getting the invites and stuff like that.
Wait, I didn't get any invites.
Oh, you don't work there. So.
No, I mean, like, no one at my work invited me to anything. Should I be invited to stuff by now?
Should be, but I don't know if they're doing that.
Sons of bitches. You sons of bitches. Well, Jimmy and I thought it would be fun to do the show in a little bit of a reverse order today and maybe start with odd jobs and then talk about other topics, right?
Well, speaking of, you know, holiday cheer, yeah. Jeremy, let's just start off with that.
You got there the holiday cheer.
So now we're thinking about how could we explain it? So we're thinking about odd jobs and we're just shooting the shit before the show. And I'm like, you know, Santa is at the mall right now.
He sure is. He's sitting up right now with his elves.
That's an odd job, man. So it makes you wonder, do you have to, like, I don't know, man. You just either you love kids and it's some like creeper that's sitting there, like, it's a dark voice, and everybody goes home.
Or maybe they're just really...
No, they could be good people. Listen, I'm not... My mind is... I'm sick. I have problems. I have issues. So I can't really say, like, they're not. They're probably great people, and they do bring a lot of cheer.
No, they're probably creepers, let's be honest.
They could be. I think of Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen pops out of nowhere. They arrest Santa in front of all the kids at the mall.
You have these kids sit on your lap for sex.
Yeah. You never
They're
know.
Here to tell you their holiday wishes, but you're trying to give them a present of your own for sex. No, 100%. Like, I'm sorry. The whole, like, dress up like Santa and sit at the mall and have... the local kids from your neighborhood sit on your lap, that just screams red dot creeper. Above your house.
And listen, I don't know how often he's washing that shit. It may stink.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, and no one's going up to Santa giving him a hug. No parents are. Yeah. Usually it's like the kid sat on his lap. It could smell like yesterday's drunken fest that he wore it out after work. And who knows, man? Yeah. You never know.
Hey, kids, come sit on my lap.
Exactly.
Hey, right here, big guy. Come on, get that tushy right here on my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, it's like, listen, they're probably good people. Like I said, I don't...
Oh, I'm sure they're
not
good.
Not knocking anybody, but,
and boning
you know.
Kids.
I just, I don't know. My mind is in there. So I'm like, that's just an odd job. Like, how do you go
really
for an interview on that? Like, that's the other thing. You know, are you, how many hoes do you say? You know, like...
I say ho, ho, ho.
I mean, do they ask him, like, do you you have an issue with kids sitting on your lap? And they're like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Okay, look, I got to ask. It's here on page 3 of the interview questions. Yeah. You're going to have to sign off on this. Have you ever gotten aroused from a kid sitting on your lap.
It's messed up.
Only once or twice.
Yeah,
but okay, you're hired.
But so do they do like an? They have to do a background check. 100%
Yeah.
Have to do a background check.
Oh yeah, you have to background check that.
You know, and it's just like, I don't know. You've seen too many movies where they make the fake Santa look like some poor guy that's down in their luck and either like has a flask with them on the side. It's like, I don't know, you know, like it's just one of those things, but they do bring joy to kids. So, and grown-ups, there's grown-ups, full-size grown-ups sitting on the guy's lap.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you know? Come here, Bobby, sit right here. Oh, you're a big boy, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
I think you think of a Christmas story. Ho, ho, ho.
Is it, Santa's got a present for you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't know, man. I just, my mind just goes places.
I look, my mind goes to the same place. The first thing you think of is, I don't know, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's
that's
just, a little weird. Listen, I'm sure the pay is great. I'm sure you get an extra ticket to hopefully get to heaven with that. I don't know.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know, but it's just, it's like, I don't know. I never had to do it.
Do you think the Easter Bunny is as creepy? No, because he doesn't have the kids sit on him, right?
Does no, he does.
Oh, he does. That's he creepy does. Too, then.
He has him stand around and shit like that. It's
that
weird.
That motherfucker's stealing all my homes. I got beef with the Easter Bunny. Those are my kids.
Wow, Santa's really mean.
Yeah, wow.
He's really mean on this show.
Yeah, you know, they luring in kids with candy on Easter and presents at Christmas. What's
going
on?
It's literally everything you teach your kids not to do. Yeah. It's like, luring them there with candy and like toys, sitting on some creepy old man's lap. Right?
It's like I love those memes where it's like, I'm not an idiot. Mom didn't raise no idiot. I made the guy show me the candy before I got in the van.
Yeah. <You
know? laughs> Oh, God. It's just a weird, weird job.
Yeah. It's definitely an odd job.
You know, I got a candy cane for you, Jimmy. Come get this candy cane.
Oh, God.
Jimmy Santa's taking a liking to you.
Call the employee hotline. I guarantee there's someone out there that has had a weird run-in with a Santa at a mall or at Sears at one point,
I'm sure,
or Kmart, and some kind of creeper story. Yeah, I bet that's what they want. You know damn well they were like,
oh, Jimmy, you trying to blow my spot up, you little bitch? You better recognize.
I wish our bells were a little longer than that. It's...
Oh, yeah, that's my jam.
Oh, my God.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, we got problems. Ooh,
what's that one? That's the wrong one. Oh, I'm in Mrs. Claus's vagina.
No, that's... This is what it's like after Bill Cosby drugs you.
Oh, it's getting a little dizzy in here.
Well, Jimmy, I'm looking at your Christmas list, and I see here you asked for roofies, but I'm not allowed to ship that. Just wanted to let you know.
Fucking Santa.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing. You got to go through some training for that, huh?
You have to.
You There's don't just throw some, the old white beard on and go, hey, look, if that's your gig, man, doing it for money, whatever. I got no beef with you, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's an odd job. It's another one, folks, for the holiday season.
That's what odd jobs are all about. I mean, like, I think it's, you know, even like the people that are taking the pictures and stuff are kind of creepy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Come on, come over here and sit on Santa's lap.
Some poor kid that's in college that's probably taking photography and all that. It's like, God, kill me. This is the worst part of my job.
It's like, what do you do for a living? Well, it's almost like... child pornography, but it's in a mall. Oh, you take pictures of mall Santa.
Oh, you're Santa. Gotcha. Santa's helper. Oh, nice.
Why don't you help that kid right here up onto my lap?
Oh my God!
Sick.
Like I said, we have problems, people.
We do. It's true. We're looking for a therapist right now. That'll
joint therapist for our podcast.
We're trying to find one that'll let
me talk to him in this voice. Oh yeah, no, we're good. We're good. Yeah. No, I mean, tell you how I feel. I mean, right now I feel a little hard. I'm not gonna lie. you know, I'm packing like six right now.
Oh my God,
that's actually my new favorite meme. It says like boss, working hard or hardly working, and the employee goes, actually I'm hard while working.
Oh, me too, all the time. Little Timmy from your neighborhood came by.
Oh, hey, come on. Oh God,
hop up right up on here. Don't forget to leave a little snack out for Rudolph. Me. Oh, hey, your mom's at home.
Okay, that's enough of Santa.
Oh, boy. All right. Time to move on to the show. So that is the odd job of the week, folks.
It there sure it the fuck is. There you go, everybody. Odd job of the week.
The fun times are upon us. Oh, you get to walk around the mall. You see the people that shouldn't be out come out this time of year. It's like, what's going on? That's why I avoid the mall. The mall turns into what Walmart is every day.
That's a great point. It's just like a homeless guy picking shit out of the fucking garbage in the food court.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, exactly. That's that time of year. But it's crazy.
You know what my favorite is? I swear to God, it's like you go to these stores and it's not really the mall. It's like you go to like Marshall's or TJ Maxx and there's people outside standing there trying to collect money. They're like, oh, no, I'm collecting money for like, you know,
softball
or like, but it's just one random guy. And I think they figured out if you hold the clipboard, people will give you money.
Yeah. Some people give you a dollar just so you can stop talking and move on.
That's my thing. I'm like,
it's like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. If you promise to shut up right now, I'll give you a five spot. Thank you.
But it's true though. Walmart does, mall turns into Walmart.
It does.
You can go to Walmart at any given time of the day, day of the year, you're gonna see something that's like where they come from. They come from the woods or something. Like
it's like the hills got eyes.
Yeah, the hills got eyes. It's like, what, they let them out now? It's like it's nuts. Yeah. But now all of a sudden the mall turns into that. You're in the mall and you're like, what the hell is that? Oh my God. Yeah. You don't know whether to run. You can't even make full eye contact.
Look, I'm gonna help everybody. You don't need to go to the mall today, guys. Jimmy, let's just stand by.
Oh, here we go.
Let me give people my holiday tips, okay? Here we go. I'm going to teach everyone how to do their holiday shopping. You don't need Black Friday. You don't need, what is that, the Amazon one?
Cyber Monday.
This is what you need. Take a little tip from Uncle Jeremy. Here, sit on my lap. No. What you need is just to wait. You got to play the long game. The morning of Christmas Eve is when you start your shopping. Everything's 80% off. You're going to love it.
So stick with Jeremy. Yeah, exactly. Stick with Jeremy for more ideas on how to get divorced quickly and how to lose your family.
Look,
he'll be here all month long.
People. You're not going to find anything anyone asked for. That shit's all gone.
But that's why you order online.
There's good stuff.
Yeah.
And you're paying 80% off. It's genius. Oh, the holiday tips. They're rolling in.
Oh, they're coming in.
I feel good, boy. Jimmy. I just helped America.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one guy in like Bangladesh or something. Thanks for listening. He clicked the wrong button. Yeah.
We see you, buddy.
Yeah. Where was it that we have people listening? It was where the fuck? It was like Hungaria or something, right?
There in Russia. Too. Yeah.
Hello, comrades. Yeah, we're huge in Russia. Well, listen, we're getting closer to that holiday party, just like at work, right? We're a couple weeks away from the holiday party at work. A couple weeks from time off, PTO, right? End of year, and like, I think. I speak for America when I say this time of year, it's kind of hard to give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody kind of has the fuckets right now.
Well, listen, any major corporation, if you're running your goals right up against the hour of the last day, then you got to reassess and do something. When you know you're meeting those goals and you're pretty much there and you pretty much just have to hold the line for the next month, you know, make sure costs are coming in. They know a lot of people are waiting. I don't know what it is, man. I could take vacation all throughout the year. I look forward to having off at the end of the year.
Yeah,
something I look forward to. I don't take a lot of days during the year, and I should, more than what I do.
It's mostly just for parades, right?
Boy, I don't know.
Jimmy
man.
Loves any holiday that has a parade and glitter. No, you're right. Look, the companies, you know, they're trying to close the book strong by the end of the year, but I'm talking about the people, Jim. The people don't give a shit this time of year.
No, they don't. They don't.
We're done. December 1st, they're like, all right, kick the feet up.
You know, the scary part is, you know, you work in an office. Listen, you can miss numbers. You can miss something, you know, because you have the case of the fuck it, or you just, you know, it's end of the year. I can't even concentrate. But when you work in, like, construction or work around heavy equipment or anything like that.
It's a little different.
It's crazy, but it does, you know, there really is, you know, things that have to do with that. It's like with human performance. Like you could be distracted and stuff.
Oh shit.
You know, what happened to Jeremy?
Nail gunning through your foot.
Yeah. Jeremy's got an arm missing because he had his mind on getting Christmas gifts and he wasn't really paying attention to the forklift and he crushed his arm.
He was thinking about going shopping on Christmas Eve.
Everything he's got to run around for and get in the 4-hour window that he gave himself.
Yeah, he was telling his friend Ted about it right next to the forklift. Yeah. They jabbed him right through the gut.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like that safety. It's like the safety video that they make you watch if you're in those kind of, you know, like construction jobs or whatever it is where everything goes wrong. You know, they show the person's head getting crushed and they fall off the building.
I love those videos.
It's, you know, you chuckle at it, but this shit could happen, man. Yeah. It's serious.
Hey, look, those videos are very important. You know, you have them in corporate America too. I know that I've personally. You know, earlier this year, I passed my sexual harassment training, so I'm now approved to sexually harass.
By hair.
I'm approved to diddle and
I don't think that's what they meant when they had you take that, Jeremy.
I thought that was the whole point. Shit, my microphone fell off here.
I think you got to stop putting it in your mouth all the time. It's meant to talk into it.
That's what it is.
Not gobble.
My bad.
Thought it was the Thanksgiving turkey. Oh, man. Yeah, but it's like one of those things where you're just like, I get it. You know, like people aren't paying attention and shit. But
yeah, it's like the closer you get to the end of the year, the longer an email is going to take to be responded to by me.
That's everyone and stuff, you know. And it's a good thing, though. You know, your people do need time away. Things are getting done. And then they could start off the year fresh.
Yeah.
You know, and thankful.
With a fresh... you know, less giving a shit for next year, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why some companies set up their bonuses in different times.
Yeah,
you know?
They try to
Not everyone does it at the end of the year. You know,
they don't.
They do it at like March, April, some in June. Yeah. You know, they strategically did that. So it's not like, you know, you're still in the thick of it. So if you screw up,
I get it, man. Some companies
really hurt you.
Some companies even change your bonus structure in the middle of the year.
Or don't
give
you one.
And then they make you wait to next year, and then you make less fucking money!
Do you know someone that happened in Germany? That sounds like close to home.
Just hypothetically.
Spitballing?
Yeah, just hypothetically.
Right. Wow. It's amazing.
I know some people, like this time of the year, they, you know, obviously they block off their PTO, right?
Yeah.
But then they just start blocking like random chunks of time off on their calendar so people can't ram those meetings in.
I'm telling you, like I said, I learned that from someone at work. Brought it up in the other episode. They do it on their calendar. I literally watch it. I'm like, oh shit, I wonder what they're doing. And I saw it. Blocked off time for just to concentrate and shit. And no one questions it because you can't read the calendar. And if they're not sharing a calendar with you, it comes up as blocked time.
Yeah, that's it.
And they could sit there going, oh, I got a big meeting going on. Yeah, you got a meeting with Starbucks going down the street and stuff. You know, it's like, but it's genius.
Yeah.
It's genius. You do need your own time, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and some people are going to work from home this time of year.
That's true. Yeah. Like people that normally work in the office, they're just kind of like, oh, no, I'll work this week from home.
And well, listen, the weather could dictate that too. You know, here we are in New York. We're about to have a possible snowstorm on Tuesday.
Yay.
Good chance I'll be working from home.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to have people drive in if they don't have to.
No,
you still get what you need to get done. Make people safe, you know?
100%.
Listen, you know, some of the things I know people do, they'll like take, you know, breaks and long walks. I take long walks anyway without the breaks.
Yeah, off a short pier, eh?
Yeah, it's, you know, well, holiday parties, like you said, coming up. Everything's on their way.
Yep.
And then, it's, like you said, as the closer you get to the holiday, the less things are going to happen. It's going to get a little crazy, you know?
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah, and I, look, I can't wait for the stories after the holiday party. That's the greatest shit at work, man.
Yeah, that's good for, like, the fun gossip or whatever afterwards.
Yeah.
I just stopped going. I'm, like, out of the gossip loop. I used to be in it, and I'm so glad I'm out of it because it's crazy, man. I people tell me things. I'm like, really? Holy shit, man. That's, I didn't even know that.
You don't have FOMO going on?
No, you used to have that and all when you were in the thick of it, but I'm like, I just removed myself from all that. And it's actually crazy because you think that you got to be, I got to find out the work gossip and all, because you're in the middle of it. Do you like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Once you like disassociate yourself with it, it's like, man, I'm good, man. Because it's like, you really just don't care what happens.
Yeah, you don't give a shit.
I'm just worried about what's going on my part.
Yeah, I don't know why. For whatever reason, when I think of you, I think of a gossipy little queen bitch. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You bastard.
So, like, you know, you find out that on Monday that, you know, Ted in accounting took his shirt off and was dancing on the bar, and you're not like, damn, I wish I was there.
No, you fucker. I was getting ready to say no, but really no. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
That's hilarious. Gosh.
Yeah, so listen, this is the time of year where not only are we sitting here doing this, this is the time of year people are complaining.
Like, yeah.
People are upset. You know, case in point, had someone call up the hotline.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're actually going to play that for you guys and see what you think.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think we will. But you got to call the hotline. You know, it's good to get it out there. So,
Look. Everybody needs a place to vent. You can't call your HR and vent.
No.
Right?
No.
You're fired.
You can't.
You get fired. Yeah. But if you call the above my pay grade employee feedback line, 914-357-4178, you can talk all the shit you want, and we'll disguise your voice and everything.
And leave a number for follow-up if you really
want
to talk.
If you want to. If you want to.
You say, hey, listen, I'll tell you guys more. Call me back at this number. We'll call you back. We'll get you on the show. Listen, if we could laugh and we're joking about it, and you could joke about it too and just give us some basis to more of the story, it'll be a fun episode, man.
Yeah, look, even if you're crying, it'll be fun for us. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, man, a cold bastard.
Here's the latest from the above my pay grade employee feedback line.
I'm calling to file a complaint about my coworker, Steve. Every single morning, he stomps in there, drops the nastiest load I've ever smelled, and the bathroom is done for hours. You can't even walk by without gagging.
You gotta work next to it. Folks walk by and they think it's me.
Steve, I'm begging you, get your ass checked.
Want to tell us about your crap job, dumbass coworker, or horrible boss? Just call the Above My Pay Grade employee feedback line at 914-357-4178 and leave a message. We'll play it next week. Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Click the Amazon Music button and get notified of new episodes as soon as they hit. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.